Rob.
Jack, along those same lines, you designed and built this course to be a challenge, to challenge these guys fairly. That said, does it surprise you a little bit? Let me throw some names out. Rory, Phil, Trevino, Spieth have not won here. Is that a little surprising to you?
They still have time.
Well, some of them.
Yeah, I mean, Phil kept coming here, and he kept coming. He said, I'll come back. I said, Phil, your resume is not going to be complete until you win a Muirfield. He says, I know it, and I want to win there. So, I mean, guys, you know, guys like to want to win here. I mean, Roy plays well here. Jordan plays pretty well here. Who was the other one you mentioned?
Trevino.
Lee's not going to play again. But, you know, Trevino was taking, it was like Trevino. I always had the argument with Trevino at Augusta. He said, I can't play this golf course. I can't play it. He says, you got to hit the ball up in the air too much. I said, Trevino, you can play any golf course with your talent. And he had tremendous talent, still has a tremendous amount of talent. He could play any golf course. He couldn't convince himself that he could play it. I think he finished fifth at Augusta, the best he finished. But, you know, what a player. I mean, he was terrific. I don't think Lee played that much here. We were pretty much at the latter part of our career that before Lee played. And so, you know, there are some guys that are going to win. But, you know, you gave me a very small, short list.
I was going to.
There's a lot of pretty good players that won here.
That's my point, I think, that some, you know, big names, you, Tiger, again, won here, and yet the Rory didn't, Phil didn't. Is there an explanation for that, or is that just golf?
Oh, they'll win. That's just golf. I mean, Rory hadn't won at Augusta either. Do I think he will? Absolutely, I think he will. It's too good not to. Do I think he'll win here? Yeah, should. Certainly good enough. Didn't always happen. I thought I was good enough to win in Canada, and I finished second 7 times and never won there. Barbara kept sending me back. She says, I'm going to send you back till you do it right. Never could do it right.
All right, we'll go up the back to Bob again.
Jack, as I'm sure you know, last summer, Tiger joined the PGA Tour Policy Board. And first, I'm just sort of curious if you were surprised, if you're glad that he's getting involved. And also, does it relate in any way to what you did, what you were involved in back in the late 60s when the tour split and, you know, formed a new entity?
Well, we were, let's see, that was 68. I was 28 years old. Arnold was 38. And Arnold and I, along with Gardner Dickinson, who was chairman of the board, were the three that really broke away from the PGA of America. We didn't have anything against the PGA of America, except that we wanted to run our own business. And Tiger coming onto the board, Tiger's had a lot of experience. He's been around long enough. He's not going to play a whole lot more. He can still contribute. I think it's great that he wants to contribute and be part of it. I think it's great that the guys want him to contribute. So I'm delighted to see him on the board. And he'll make a great contribution.
Ron, we'll get a microphone to Ron.
Jack, you were talking about U.S. Open setups. You've talked in the past about Pinehurst number 2 and your impressions of it. How did that influence you as a designer? Because I think you've said it's among your favorites from a design.
Well, standpoint. I think from a design standpoint, I always loved number 2. It's a tree-lined golf course without a tree in play. And, you know, it's the antithesis. It's the, epitome of repelling golf. I mean, Donald Ross liked repelling golf. That's quite obvious because everything there, if you miss it, pew, off it goes. I love Pinehurst. I think the pictures I've seen of it lately look better. I think it looked terrible the last time they played there because they just started planting that rough. It was all big, clumpy, ugly plants. And basically, it looks to me like they got it back down into the wire grasses and the things. Well, you would know far better than I.
They planted 10,000 more wire grasses.
Yeah, I would say that. I would think that's what that was what should have been there to start with. But I thought what they did from the irrigation system, but they only put a centerline irrigation system in. And however far it went out is as far as the fairway went out. And as the fairways got thin, then the ball moved off into the rough. And that was the beauty of Pinehurst, was that the ball, if you didn't hit the fairway, the ball would sort of trickle out and keep on going the rough. And then you had the wire grass and the sand to contend with. I won the North-South there in 1959. We had a 36-hole semifinal and a 36-hole final. And I played Gene Andrews in the semifinals. Or no, I take that back. I played Andrews in the finals. I played Bob Cochran in the semifinals. I shot 81, 82, something like that, to beat Cochran, one up. And then I think I hit like 83, 84 to beat St. Andrews one or two up, whatever it was. But one of my point of it was that it was springtime. The golf course was hard as a rock. The ball would get all the way from it. It got unbelievably bad lies everywhere. And, it was just you couldn't recover from any place. But that was Pinehurst. That's what it was. And by some of the things they've done, they tried to restore getting the ball out into the rough, getting the ball out into the wire grasses, this kind of stuff. They didn't change the greens. Of course, we had old Poa Trivialis probably back then on top of, I don't even bother to the Union had big or Bermuda underneath it. If they did, it was probably common. And, it was not very good conditioned. But, the golf course is nicely conditioned now. I love Pinehurst. I think it's a wonderful track. I think that was the home of Donald Ross. To me, if I want to remember Donald Ross, that's what I would say. I'd go look at Donald Ross.
Okay, Doug, we'll take one more.
I'm sorry, this is just on my mind, but you've played a lot of golf in your career. How in the world can you remember losing to Hugh Royer at age 14 at the U.S. Junior?
I didn't want to tell you. I think it was 5-3.
That's all I had.
I don't remember whether that was right or not, but who cares? But, if I throw out a number, you say, man, what a memory. Whether it's the truth or not, who knows?
Well, that's a great way to wrap it up, Mr. Nicholas. Thanks for your time and once again for being here.
But has everybody got what they need?
Oh, we did? Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Just a really quick question. I know you'll be wearing yellow on Sunday. How does it feel to have surpassed your fundraising goal of $100 million for your yellow campaign, your Play Yellow campaign this year?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, how special is that, especially for something that's so...
Well, let's go back so everybody...
Try to, at least, yeah.
Here we are at your next tournament, and you've got an empty room.